Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. This is the third series, and now we're going to focus on the part of the Rambam that we didn't focus on earlier. Rambam says in the sixth Halacha that a war, neither Mechametz Rishus nor Mechametz Mitzvah, should not be waged against anyone until they're offered an opportunity of peace. And the Pasuk says, so if they were mashin, they were kabbal shev and mitzvah shenet stavu b'nei noach, they're not killed, v'arehin lamas, and they are to be, they must pay a tribute if they want to accept the shalom. So they should be for a mass and for servitude. Kiblu alayim hamas v'lo kiblu abdus, v'she kiblu abdus v'lo kiblu hamas. Ein shom lamat shekablu shneim. They have to be kabbal both. Mass and avdus. And what's the avdus? The avdus is shekablu shiu nivzim u'shfalim lamata v'lo yarimu rosh b'Yisrael el yukvushim tachas yadam. In other words, they want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, then they have to agree to be on a lower level, scorned and humble. They must never raise their heads against Israel, but must remain subjugated under their rule. They may never be appointed over a Jew in any matter whatsoever. That's the Avdus. And what's the Mass? The mass is that they should be prepared for the king's service with their body and with their money. To build the walls, to strengthen the fortresses. To build the king's palace, similar things. As we see in Kings 1:9-15, so you see the mass is to build the house of Hashem, his house, etc. All of Jerusalem. And the Milo. So you see from these psukim that the servitude was done by the goyim, and they were mekabel this mass, and the avdus is they should be shvelim nivzim ad kan medivei Rambam. And this series, as always, should be a special schus for, as we said in the earlier shiurim, for the Ama Yoshev B'tzion, the Chayalim, the Chatufim, and the other names mentioned. So the Rambam says here, and as always in our usually in Halachos Malachim shiurim, we are going basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu. As Rambam kotev, ha'avdut she'yekablu, v'ushiyen nivzim v'shvelim l'mata v'remirush b'Yisrael, el yukvushim tachas yadam. So what's avdus? Avdus is that they should be scorned, they should be low, they shouldn't raise their head. This is what we call in modern English, second-class citizens. They want to remain in Eretz Yisrael, and they have to be second-class citizens, and they're not allowed to have, they're not allowed to be appointed. It's not like in the modern state of Israel, there's no avdus here. There's no second class citizens, right? The Arabs are in the Knesset, Arabs are in the hospitals. They're doctors, they're surgeons, they're dentists, they're pharmacists. As a matter of fact, 11 out of every 10 pharmacists in Israel is an Arab, and some of them are French. And that's basically it. I don't think you have any real Israeli pharmacists. In any event, so that's today. But in the olden days, if they want to stay and make peace, then they have to be second class citizens. Also, they get health care, v'chule, v'chule, education, rights. So okay, maybe they have a different narrative, but that's the way this individual sees it. But this is not a shiur on politics. That's definitely not my area. Baruch Hashem. That's the Rambam. However, the Ramban has a different understanding. The Ramban in his Perush Al Torah in Parashas Shoftim writes as follows: "V'ashibur hu sheyuchal kol ish Yisrael likach mehem lachdoiv eitzav v'lishoiv meimav, v'noisen lo schar ha-ra'ui, v'zetam l'mas oived ha-kosuv b'shloima, shekiblu aleim misim ve'avdus k'din Torah. So the Ramban writes that the shibud is that any Jew can take from these people to be his woodcutter, to be his water drawer, not like in Amelia Bedelia water drawing, but where we were called to draw water, and to give him his pay as is fitting. And that's what it means, lamas oved. Lamas oved means that you can take him as a worker to be your woodcutter, your water drawer, and they can be your whole Ahmed the water carrier, Ahmed the holy water carrier. Shlomo would have a song about him. And that's the shibud that we're talking about. That's the subjugation. Shekiblu aleim misim ve'avdus kedin Torah. That they accept upon themselves to pay a tribute, taxes, and avdus and servitude kedin Torah. So you see that the opinion of the Ramban is not like the opinion of the Ramban. The opinion of the Ramban is that we're dealing with an inyan of avoda b'fo'al, of actually working, not shiflus, not kibush. And so is Mashim in the Sifri, which the Ramban is referring to. Makablam aleinu misim v'lo shibud, shibud v'lo misim. So what we call avdus, the Medrash calls a shibud. So shibud is working. That's l'chora avoda b'fo'al. That's what it means l'sha'abed mishu. The shin usually strengthens things, like we have in modern Hebrew. L'shachpel is l'asot kefel, but l'shachpel strengthens it to make copies. Or l'shachzer is to review something. And to l'shadreg is to raise something up, to give it a promotion, to raise its level. And that's the shin. The shin is mechazik. So that's what it means l'shaped. A strong avdus is shibud. That's a strong avdus. The shin makes it stronger. So that's the shin. So the Ramban calls avdus shibud. Shibud is working. It doesn't mean, like the Rambam has it, that they should be scorned and they should be second-class citizens. So really, the kasha then is not on the Ramban. The kasha is on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam take it out of pshuto? In other words, pshat and pasuk, when it says, oived, avdus, what is it, avdus? Avdus is to work. And the Ramban says, no. The Rambam says, no, avdus isn't to work. Avdus is to be second-class citizens. They shouldn't raise their heads. They shouldn't have positions of authority, of power. But that's not pashtus of avdus. Pashtus of avdus is like the Ramban, that they should work for us. So we have to understand pshat in the Rambam. In the Asharos, Rebbe Eliyahu Hazaken was a posek. He was a poet. He was one of the leaders of French Judaism, North France in his period. He lived approximately from 980 to 1060. And he was already called Rebbe Eliyahu Hazaken in his lifetime. We don't know very much about him. But there's a lot of debates exactly who he was, and Hakol Kosov Lo Al Sefer Divrei Yomim, but in the book of Professor Avram Grossman, Chachmei Tzarfas HaRishonim, which is put out by the Hebrew University, Magnus Press, in 1995, and he zochet his own Wikipedia page, so you can look up, see more about Rabbi Eliyahu Hazaken, but this is an old sefer, right? We're dealing with, very, very early Rishon. So he says, "Ir oyev l'mas l'cha ki hishlima." So he says that a city of an enemy will be to you as l'mas when they make peace. So Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla, we discussed numerous times his history. Very interesting, Balabas, but a great, great Talmud Chacham. So he's Tameya and his Bir HaRasag, Parsha Yud Aleph, that's Mefurish in the Sifri, that it's not enough to have mass. It's not enough to have tribute, to have taxes, but rather you need mass and avdus. So why does Rabbi Eliyahu Hazaken, as Haris Rabbi Eliyahu Hazaken, Why does he only mention mas? Ir oyev lemas lecha. What about not only mas? It's also avdus. So in this, there's a perush on the Azharos called Mechok Azharos. You can look there what he writes. So that's one kasha. So in the meantime, we have a kasha on the Ramban. Why is Motzi Avdus Kipshut Mipshuto? And that's not like the Ramban, who explains it Kipshuto. And why the Azharos Rabbi Elazar Azakin only has Mas, and he doesn't have Avdus. Mitzat Sheni, in the Rasag, he writes, only mentions Vavaducha. And that's also Tamuah. You need Mas and Avdus. So why does the Rasag only have Avaducha, and the Rabbi Elazar Azakin only has Mas? As Tamiya Gdola. Also, we have to understand the Rambam here, because the Rambam writes, "Im ishlemu." Anachnu akrenu at Lashon HaZahav shel Rambam. Yesh li chiba miyuchedet lekorot Lashonot HaRishonim. Rambam kotev, "Im ishlemu vekiblu sheva mitzvos shenetzdavu b'nei Noach, ein hargim mehem neshama v'arehin lamas." And then he quotes the pasuk, Yulecha lamas v'avaducha. Whoa! Why does he say v'arein lamas? What about arein lamas v'avdus? Why does he omit the avdus part? V'ze davar me'ot tamua. Efo avdus? Afterwards, he starts talking about avdus. But here he should have said, if they're a mashlim and they're a makabel sheva mitzvahs, you don't kill for anybody of them, and they are lamas v'avdus. Aval mishum ha'arambam, hishmit omitted the avdus part. V'ze tzarich bi'ur. Az nira kach, omer moreinu v'rabeinu, she'tamid mafli b'chidushav, pashut moray v'rabotai, en li milim al yakut ha'limud hazeh, kam ze chashuv. Az nira kach, she'inyan ha'mas, ikaro al ha'mamon, letlo letzorech ha'melech, o ha'klal. Generally, what's a mas? What's a tribute? A tribute is money. It's tax. To take it for the needs of the king, to take it for the needs of the community. Ayin b'divrei Rambam, leil b'perek dalet halacha aleph, u'b'divrei Rambam b'perek hei, me'olchot gzeila. Ayin sham, she'arambam kotev, she'mas is netilas mamon. And taking people to work is not mas. Mas is they paying mamonis. Taking them to work is not mas. Achen, b'inyan avdut renira, shemelvad inyan chiyuv v'zchut shiavod bo, yesh ba'od inyan, she'eved na'asa kechefetz, v'shayach klapav hityachasut kechefetz v'lo ke'adam. This is definitely not a woke perish on the Rambam. What's the inyan of avdus? Avdus is first of all a chiyuv v'schus that you can subjugate the person. Person works for you. But there's another aspect of avdus that the eved is like a chefetz. He's like an object, and we relate to him. And that's the lowness. That's why we try to avoid at all costs being an eved. We don't like that. It's against our humanity because it means relating to somebody like a chefetz. And not like a person. Zeh yisod advarim, moray v'rabotai l'skor. She'eved na'asa kechefetz, v'shayach klapav et yachasut kechefetz, v'lo ke'adam. That the eved becomes like an object, and we relate to him like an object, and not like a person. V'ra'aya, mehalav ha'mevuar b'parashat behar, b'vayikra, b'perek rafhei, pasuk membet, ki avadayhem, lo yimkuru memkeret avet, that a Jew is a servant of God and they shouldn't be sold like a slave. So this is a very interesting laugh. Teres Kohanim, Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Sefer Rishon HaChess, Perek Aleph, Mirchas Avada Malacha Hei, say that it is a loisasei. When it says lo yimkuru memkeret avet, it's a loisasei, not to sell an evet ivri, Bifarhesya al even hamekach, kiderech she'avadim nimkarim. That it is forbidden to sell an eved ivri in public on the stone. They used to have a stone on which they would place the servant, the slave, and they would sell him on this stone. That was like they would put out their wares. So their wares were put out in the stone, and the wares in this case was the Eved Ivri. The Torah forbids selling the Eved Ivri in such a way. Ayin Sham, Kafish Eskalti, Ramban Sefer HaMitzvot, Lo Taseh Reish Nun Chet, Bezrat Hashem Anachnu, בהזדמנות אחרת נעמיק ברמב״ם הזה, אני מקווה. פרק א' מהלכות עבדים הלכה ה' ועל פי התורת כהנים. ועניינו, אז מה העניין עליו הזה? שאינו חפץ שמשום הכי נמכר בדרך ביזיון. He is not an object that is sold in a bizionistic way, אלא כי לי בני ישראל עבדים. ועל ידי זה אינם כחפץ. The Jewish people are God's servants, and we are not objects. וברוך השם, מצאנו כך להדיה. בפירוש הרש משנץ, שם בתורת כהנים, שלא ימכרנו כאדם המוכר חפציו. So here we have in the Rash Mishans that you should not sell him as someone sells his property. The Rash Mishans, it's good to get to know him. He was Shimshon ben Avram, one of the leading French Tosafists in the second half of the 12th and beginning of the 13th centuries. He was the most outstanding student and spiritual heir of Yitzhak ben Shmuel, the Riyaz Zaken, like we know. So he's referred to as the Rash. And in Tosfos, if you ever see the Rashba, that's referring to the Rash Mishans. He was probably born in, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Falay Calvados. It's in the Normandy region in northwestern France, where his grandfather, Shimshon ben Yosef, lived. He studied under Rabbeinu Tam at Troy, which is a commune and the capital of the department of Aubin, the Grand Est region of North Central France. It is about 87 miles southeast of Paris. So if you're ever there, you can go visit. Hakol Kosu B'Sefer Divrei Hayamim and you can look in the Jewish Encyclopedia, and you can look in the Wikipedia, and all the pedias, and find out more about this great man, the Rash Mishans. In any event, in the Rash Mishans, he says that he shouldn't sell him like somebody sells his property. V'hainu, shezeo mahut shem eved kechefetz. V'aydeizem imkeret eved hu kechefetz v'derech bizeon l'shem adam shebo. So that's what it means. Don't sell him like a slave, because how's a slave sold? Like an object, like property. And there's an Isser Doraisa to sell a Jew like property, like a slave. V'chein mevuar mima shekatuv b'gemara b'mesechet Sanhedrin b'daf peivav that there's an ashoro we see in the Gemara that goynev ish u'mecharoi. So we have an ashoro not to sell some, but steal somebody and then sell him. So where do you learn the Azhara from, the selling part? Like the Mechira, you learn from Lo Yimkeru Memkeres Eved. But wait a second. There we're not talking only if you sell them in public. Before we saw it's that you sell them in public. What, Betzina, it's mutter to sell him, to steal somebody and then sell him? So indeed, you can look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Sameach, we just entered Adar, Mishenechnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha. So in Mitzvah Shin Mem Ches, who writes, the high lav eno lav shenitan lasharas misis beizdin. Al yidei zeh shu ashara l'goynev ish. Sheikr alav al mechira b'farhesiyahu. V'kanu rak inyan noisaf la'ashara. This lav is not a lav that involves ashara misis beizdin. Of lo yimkru memkeres eved, because what do we say about somebody who steals somebody and sells them? Let's tackle this week's parasha. We just read it this morning. This is Motzei Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim. V'goynev ishu mecharo v'nimtza b'yado mos yumas. So that's Asharas Mises based in. But this is not, this lo yimkur mukeres avid is not a lav shenitan l'Asharas Mises based in. Why? Because the Ikar Alav, says the Minchas Chinuch, is talking about where you sell b'farhesia. And here, it's an inyan noisef l'azhara. Here, lo yimkur mukeres avid is an additional inyan, just to warn the person not to sell the person. In other words, like we said, this is not the Ikar Alav, because here we're not talking about Ferhesia. Alright, when it says Lo Yimkru Mkeres Aved, it's not talking about Ferhesia. So this pasuk that the Gemara brings is not the Ikar Alav. The Ikar Alav of Lo Yimkru Mkeres Aved is of Lo Yimkru Mkeres Aved is Bifrahesia. And Gone Vishu Macharo is talking about even Bitsina. So this Lankurum Karas Evid, we can't say it's a Lav Shidin Lazarus Mises Bezdin, because this is it's a different Isser. It's not the same as Gone Vishu Macharo. You're right, it's used as an Ashara. The Gemara uses this Pasuk as an Ashara for Gone Vishu Macharo. Again, you can look there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Vav for the context. But we have an Azhar of Goneshi Mukhar because the Pasuk here says the Mos Yumas. It's a Misa, but where's the Isser? So the Isser is in Leim Kurim Keres Eved. However, Minchas Chinuch notes that the Isser is not exactly the same as the Shchi of Misa, because the Shchi of Misa is even if you do it Betzina. And the Leim Kurim Keres Eved is only before Hesia. So like we said, that the Leim Kurim Keres Eved is not Dafka before Hesia. That Gone Vishu Macharo is not Dafka before Hesia. Gone Vishu Macharo is even Betzina. And Lo Yimkru Mekeres Eved is before Hesia. And why is it before Hesia? Like we explained before, that's how you sell an object, right? That you just put it out in public and you sell it. And you're not allowed to do that for an Eved. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that the Rambam says that you don't get Malkus for this Lav, you can't say it's because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So it must be that it's because it's a Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Beis Din. Because you have a Mises Beis Din, as Leim Kurim Keres Eved relates to Gone Vishu Macharo V'nimtza B'yado Mos Yumas. So Memei Leim Kurim Keres Eved is a Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Beis Din. Because you see in this context, if you steal somebody and sell him, then it's Mises Beis Din. So Memela, when you don't steal, even if an Eved, when you sell anybody, even an Eved Ivri, when you sell an Eved Ivri, but it's Navshin Itan Lasaros Mises Beis Din, because it relates to Gonei Vishu Machar Menim Tzabiyada Mos Yumas, because the Gemara connects the two. The Gemara says that the Azhara of Lo Yimkru Mekeres Eved, the Azhara of Gonei Vishu Machar Menim Tzabiyada Mos Yumas, the Azhara, the warning, the Lav, is Lo Yimkru Mekeres Eved. And the reason there's no Malkus for Lo Yimkru Mekeres Eved is not because of Lav Shein Bo Maisa, but rather because it's a Lav Shein Lazarus Bei Mises Beis Din of Gone Vishu Machar V'nim Tzabi Adam Mos Yumas. So there could be a Mises Beis Din involved. The only problem is, like we said, these are two different Isurah. It's not the Ikar Asara. Because Gone Vishu Machar V'nim Tzabi Adam Mos Yumas is even talking about if you sell Betzina. And Leim Kurim Keres Eved is even if you do it is only if you do it before Hesia. So the Minchas Chinuch lives with the Tzarech Iyun of how you cannot give Malkus because the Lav Shein Lazarus Mises Beis Din, it's a different Lav. ואין במה שכתב בזה, גם רבי יוחנן פישפר על הרס"ג, ולא עושה צערי א' בעמוד ק"ל. אכן, צריך לעיין בלשון הרמב״ם. לשון הרמב״ם בספר המצוות, שהוא כתב על עניין גונב נפש, שנכלל בלב הזה, שהוא ימכרהו בחוזקה, כמו שהוא עושה על עבד כנעני. This is the Rambam that we mentioned before. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, lo seh reish nenches, alayim kru makarasava. This is a pasuk in Parshas Behar, chapter 25, Vayikra, verse 42. Shehizhiranu shelo lemkor eved ivri, kamo shemachu avodim haknainim b'shavah. Don't sell a Jewish slave like a non-Jewish slave. V'zeh sheyamidu b'makom sheyemkeru sham avadim. And that is that you shouldn't, they used to stand somebody up in the place where they sell the slaves, in the slave market. V'yachrizu alav and announce him. V'yosifu b'em koinim and come we have here like they have in the shuk. You know, they have an agvaniya and a melafafon and a tapuzim and tapuchim and tmarim and avatiach and whatever they're selling. And they're screaming out the price. They do that for an evet. You shouldn't do that for the evet ivri. V'lo yase zeh b'shum panim. No way. Ela betzneo b'derech na. Do it in a hidden way, in a pleasant way. Veloshen ha-sifra, lo-yim kurum ha-keres-ovid, shlo-yas ha-simta v'yamidem al-evin al-lekach. You shouldn't make this thoroughfare and put him on the stone where you sell him. Ve-sasar zos ha-sar kolels b'losofik ha-sar l'gonev nefesh mi-Yisrael. And this includes that you and somebody who steals somebody, shi-yim kareo and sells him, shi-yim kareo b'chozka. That he sells him in by force, like he does for an Evid Kenaini. And you're over on what the Torah says. Gevaldik. So what do we see from this Rambam? We see you shouldn't sell him forcibly, like you do an Evid Kenaini. In other words, an Evid Ivri, that's Mirtzono, en inyan mechira kechefetz. Ela al yedei ze, shehu, בפרהסי על אבן המוכרים, אבל בעבד כנעני, מצד עצם, העבד כנעני, מונח בזה, התייחסות כחפץ, שאין רצונו מעלה ומוריד, the Eved Ivri has to want it, but the Eved Kenaini, you do it by force. V'hu alav de lo yimkaru. And that's the lav of lo yimkaru, that the Eved Kenaini is by force, because he's like an object, that you're not asking your object whether it wants to be sold or not. And that is an Eved Kenaini. And that's the Yisur Daraisa of an Eved Ivri. They know how to treat an Eved Ivri that way. And therefore, eino inyan nosaf. It's not something additional. Ela mamash oto inyan shel alav shel b'farhesia. Demi hai taim ahavalei hai lav, lav shenitin lasaras misis beistin. So before we were saying that seemingly it's not a lav shenitin lasaras misis beistin. Because what's the asaras misis beistin? Gone vishu macharo, v'nim tzedeo mos yumaz. That if you sell somebody, you steal somebody and you sell him, you die, Hashem, not you. Person who steals somebody and sells him. He dies. And what's that talking about? That's Lechaira talking about for Hesia. That's Lechaira. Even talking about Pitsina. So how can you equate that with Loyim Kurum Keres Avid? And the answer is, let's look deeper into Loyim Kurum Keres Avid. What's Loyim Kurum Keres Avid? You shouldn't sell an Evid Ivri like a slave. And how's a slave sold? Against his will. He sold forcibly. And Memela, that's the same as Bifrahesia. It's the same minion of the law of Bifrahesia. So, that would be why it would be a lav shenitan lasaras mises based. Because when one sells the Eved Ivri. Memkeres Eved, selling him by force, that's the same inyan as the Gonev Ishu Macharo V'nimtza B'yado Mos Yumas, which is talking even about Bitsina. But it's the same idea, because here we're talking about somebody who's being sold against his will. He's being sold forcibly. He's being objectified. He's being treated like an object. So that's the same inyan as the Lav Shel Bish Al Farhesia. And therefore, this is considered Lav Shenitan Lasaras Mises Beis Din. Because what are you doing when you're selling him forcibly? You are treating him like an object. And that's the Issur D'Oraisa of Lo Yimkru Mekeres Aved. And that's the Issur D'Oraisa of Gonev Ishu Macharo V'nimtza B'yado Mos Yumas. It's treating him like an object. So you can correctly say that this is a Lav Shenitan Lasaras Mises Beis Din. So this is important to understand the distinction. When it comes to selling somebody low in Kurma Karasah, but it's only before Hesia. And then the Rambam continues and he says, and this Ashar is also Kolel, Gonev Nefeshim Kreo Shalom Koreh B'choska. That's what the Rambam writes in the Lav of Lolim Koreh Eved Ivri. The Rambam writes in the Lav of Lolim Koreh Eved Ivri, Lolim Kurma Karasah, Lolim Kurma Karasah, the Rambam says that you have not to sell somebody before Hesia, an Eved Ivri. And this also includes Ashar the Gonev Nefesh Mi Yisrael, that you're now allowed to sell in B'choska. So we wanted to say, but there is even Asir B'tzina. In Echinami, there, by going to Vishu Macharo, it's talking about B'tzina, but it's the same idea. It's the same idea. What's the idea? The idea is that you're treating him like an object. And therefore, by Midloim Kurim Karas Ovid, is Asir B'farhesia, that's how he's treated like an object. And Goinev Ish Umacharo V'nimtza B'yado Mos Yumas, that's even Betzina, but the point is you're selling him forcibly like an object. So therefore, it's correct, therefore, to say that the Lav of Loim Kurim Karasavid is Lav Shini Lasaras Mises Beisdin. Even though before you want to say, no, it's different. Because Loim Kurim Karasavid is talking about only before Hesia, and here it's even Betzina. The answer is no. Zoto Rayon. Zoto Ikaron. Haikaronu, that you're treating him like an object. And therefore, when you sell Loim Kurim Karasavid, it's a Lav Shini Lasaras Mises Beisdin. It also counts for a Mises Beisdin. And therefore, there's no Malkus. One's a cap for Mises Beis Din when somebody is stolen and then sold. When somebody is stolen and then sold, then that is the same idea as Leim Kurim Karas Eved. Because Leim Kurim Karas Eved is talking about where one sells him before Hesia, treats him like an object. And Gonev Ishu Macharo is talking even Betzina, but the point is you're doing it forcibly, and he's being treated like an object. So Memela, Leim Kurim Karas Eved is Lav Shidin Lasaras Mises Beis Din, and there is no Malchus. As ma yotze elanu mikol hadavar hazeh, ma she yotze elanu hu, ha'isur, limkor eved, ha'isur, lo yinkor mikor sevet, to sell an eved ivri, you know, put him on the stone, where they would sell their wares, the slave trade, you know, sell them in public as part of the slave trade. That's usur because you're treating them like an object. And that's what avdus is. Avdus is being treated like an object. And Mimela, you're now allowed to do that to the Eved Ivri. And that relates to Gonev Ishu Macharo V'nimtza B'yado Mos Yumas, because they're also, even though that's Betzina, but you're treating them like an object. טוב, מורה ורבו יסע, כמובן שהדרך ארוכה מאוד לפנינו, בעזר השם יזפורך, אני תמיד אוהב להשתמש בכלל, תפסת מור ולא תפסת, תפסת מור, תפסת, לא לעשות יותר מדי בבת אחת, זה היה הרבה להקל, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה, ונראה נפלאות, כמובן, שלא תירצנו את הקושיות. We're just at the beginning of, אנחנו רק בתחילת הדרך, אבל זה היה תחילה, פתיחה משמעותית, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך, ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם. אני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה ערבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיר הייתה ערבה אליי, ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד, באהבה רבה, שלום שלום, אהובה, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי. בעזרת השם לנדר נמשיך.